Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to second. Two outs. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Graham moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Boudreau trying to get to home. Spence throws the ball into Moss, who tags Boudreau, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kennedy moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gromyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Doby moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a pop-up towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zoldak covering, for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zoldak covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pretty hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Boudreaux, and towards Boone, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-3 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moss hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Hal Peck. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell bunts towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. Avila moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Avila scores. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Satchel Paige now pitching. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fannin hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sievers. Gordon moves to third. Tom Farrick now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Boudreau moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.